Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, August 4th, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, I want to say a happy Monday to everyone. I trust that you're ready to have a powerful week and that, guess what, you have a laser focus, right, on the goals you want to accomplish by this Friday. Want to go ahead and get started with four questions to help give you some clarity. And, of course, I repeat these questions at the beginning of every show. Why? Because we as businesswomen, as women that are trying to accomplish our dreams and goals, we need to be focusing on questions to ask ourselves that are going to help us to hold ourselves accountable. So here's question number one. Are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for this week? Again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for this week? This question is very important, and it sets the foundation for all of the other questions because, as you know, we can be so busy being busy that we look up and realize that we really haven't accomplished what we set out to accomplish for the week. And one way to ensure that that really does happen is to make sure that all of the activities, the to-do items I'm speaking of, that you have to support whatever goals you want to accomplish, you have to make sure that they are balanced out on your calendar, that they all have time spaced out and scheduled so that you can complete them, and that they match or support the goals that you're trying to accomplish for the week. Now, I also want to point out a couple of things here because I had a conversation with a few of my associates who are also business coaches, and one of the things that we were talking about is the fact that even though it's important to have those activities on the calendar and that they support your goals for the week, you also want to make sure that you don't overload or burden yourself with so many goals that you're setting yourself up or sabotaging yourself not to even accomplish any of the goals at all. So keep in mind that, especially when you're a solo entrepreneur, you really want to be very realistic with the goals that you want to accomplish for the week, and you don't want to set so many goals and have so many activities that you don't know which way to turn. So I want to, again, just give you that side note, and I recommend that you try to have at least 1 to 3 major goals for the week that you're trying to accomplish, okay? And, of course, as you know, it should always be the goal of a savvy businesswoman to know what she wants to do in sales and how many sales she wants to close for that week, right? Absolutely. Here's number two in the questions to help give you some clarity. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Again, what clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? Well, I am not going to just, you know, stay on this forever, but you do know that as a businesswoman, you are responsible for following up and making sure, right, that all of the clients that you promised to get information to or that you promised to do something for, that is taken care of and carried through. And prospects, it's important that whatever information you say you're going to provide to them so they can make a decision as to whether or not they want to retain your service or buy your product, you need to be on top of that. So important. Here's number three. What are my sales goals for the week? Again, what are my sales goals? What do you want to establish as your overall sales goals for the week and this coming Friday? Well, that has a lot to do with the sales goals that you've established overall for yourself, perhaps for the year, or perhaps for the quarter. So you have to make sure that you understand that you can't just up for the week and create sales goals. You really should be looking at what you want to do from a longer standpoint, perhaps for the quarter, and then break it down by weeks and then you'll know what your sales goals need to be, okay? So everything normally within a system is going to play off of it. This is why it's so important, as I mentioned all of the time, that as business women, that you always have your business strategy planned out for at least 6 months in advance. If you can't do it for a year, you should at least do it for 6 months. That way it helps you to break down those goals by quarter and then break them further down by the weeks, okay? And this is why sometimes you may not have a lot of clarity because perhaps you really haven't taken a look at everything. You haven't did a really good overview of where you are, where you want to be, okay? So keep that in mind as well. Last but not least, number four, how much is in my business checking? Again, how much is in my business checking? You know, a lot of people that I have talked to said, Trina, you're really keeping it real with how much is in that business checking, because if you really want to get motivated and really make sure that that you stay focused on the money, nothing would keep you on the page of real like looking at your checking account and seeing, right, and seeing that you need to really kick your butt in gear if you want to have more money in that checking account. So, again, I think it's very, very important. Now, you would think that a lot of women ask themselves this question or that maybe they go online and constantly check their checking account. Well, that may not be true for a lot of business women, because when you are just starting out or when you're not bringing the money in like you want to bring it in, sometimes looking at the checking account is the last thing you want to do. But what you've got to do is you've got to really have that on a list that you keep of weekly things that need to get done, and you need to make sure that you take a look at it, because use it to motivate you if it's not enough money. If you're getting good money, you need to use it to motivate you to get more, move forward. Either way, as business women, we need to be looking at that checking account. And there you have it, the four questions, ladies, that's going to help give you clarity on what you need to be doing every single week. And again, I want to encourage you to really schedule it in your calendar every Sunday, somewhere around the 7 or 8 or 9 o'clock hour, you know, as you're beginning to retire for the evening. You really need to sit yourself down, open up your calendar, look at what you did not accomplish last week, the week prior, and that you need to bring forward for the new week, and also looking at, you know, what type of money did you bring in? Who did you need to follow up with? Because that's going to impact these questions to give you better clarity. And then, of course, you from that point, you start setting the goals and the activities and all of the things that you want to do for this week, which is so very, very important. It is 8 minutes after the hour. We've still got people dialing into the show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and I want to, again, welcome you to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm dealing with a cold / sinus today, so forgive me if my voice is a little bit hoarse or cloudy there, but I am going to make it happen for you today. I've got some great information to share with you. The theme all of this month, during the month of August, is Savvy Networking Businesswoman, okay? That's our theme all of this month for the month of August, and I'm really going to try my very best and break networking down for you in a way perhaps that you have never experienced it from a facilitator or a coach. I'm going to talk about some things, but I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your participation as I talk about networking, as I talk about establishing relationships with business women. I'm going to need your help either in asking questions that may come to mind as I talk about it, or giving me your feedback or your comment on your experience. Or perhaps you've not started networking yet and you need to know the right way to do it. Either way, I'm going to have a short period of time today for you to ask those questions, which is so very, very important. We've got some great events also coming up, and stay tuned for information coming up on two events that are happening, I know, here in the Atlanta area. And so you're going to want to know about them. And, of course, that is Elevator Pitch 2.0 and also the Pink Power Conference for Women. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to have Felicia Phillips, who is the founder of Pink Power Conference. She's going to be on today just to share with us that information about that conference. You're going to want to know about it. If you are not in the Atlanta area, don't worry. Still got good information and stuff going on for you as well. Also want to remind all of you that if you are outside of the Atlanta area and you are interested in hosting a women's red carpet networking event in your area, I want to know about it. I'm very interested in touring with this particular event. We had our first one here in Atlanta. It was a huge success. The women really, really enjoyed it. So if you're interested, I'm going to go ahead and give out my email address, and I want you to give me a shout-out via email just to let me know that you're interested. And in the subject line, just put Women's Red Carpet Networking Event and your city name, and I will know. My email is tnewby, again, that's T-N-E-W-B-Y, at womenaboutbiz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. Again, that's tnewby at womenaboutbiz.com. And, again, in the subject head, just put Women's Red Carpet Event, and then whatever your city is, just list the city right after that. That way I'll know that you're interested. Make sure you give me your name, phone number, and contact information so that I can connect back with you right away. We also have some other great things happening on the show today. We've got an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich. I'll be reading an excerpt from Chapter 8, Thinking in a Certain Way. Again, Thinking in a Certain Way. And I'll also be giving you some tips on ways to develop your networking strategy as we kick off the theme for this month, you know, and I'm so happy about it, Savvy Networking Businesswoman. And what does savvy really mean? Savvy means to be in the know. It means that this is a woman who is in the know about networking. She's going to develop her networking strategy. She's going to follow up. She understands and believes in the power of networking. So this is a great time right now for all of you who are live on the air listening to click over to another line on your cell phone and or your phone and just share today's broadcast with one other friend, business associate, or family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And again, for those of you who are listening from your smart devices, your laptop, your smartphone, please go to your social network and just pop in that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air and have them to go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, have them to go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio, spelled all the way out. Again, I've got some great stuff for you, and I want to just start right now just by letting you know some happenings, some things that are going on internet-wise, because the internet is, again, having a powerful shift, a powerful movement. Up another notch, and we need to be paying attention to that. And when you are not paying attention to technology and how it's changing things, you'll get left behind or you will feel that you are left behind. So I want to just right now, I want to talk about Facebook for a minute because a lot of people have been asking the question, you know, what's going on with Facebook? You know, why is it that on my fan page, that I only see a few people that are fans getting or receiving my posts? So, for example, if you have 500 fans, you may notice that only 15 people or 20 people are actually getting your posts. Well, welcome to the new Facebook. Facebook has finally, after a decade, they finally figured out a way to literally make money with Facebook, and it's, of course, online advertising. But it's a little bit different than the normal online advertising. You see, Facebook, for years, have been keeping really good statistics on all of their users. And this is something that you need to pay close attention to. You see, when we were all jumping on Facebook for free and getting all of, you know, sharing and connecting and inviting everybody to be our friends, Facebook was paying attention to the groups that we were joining, what our interests were. They were paying attention to who we were connecting with and establishing friendships with. They were looking at who, what we bought or what we clicked on. So they were literally keeping tabs on all of that, and it is getting ready to pay off in a big way. Even more so, Facebook is positioning itself to become even more important than Google as far as searching is concerned because of these years of statistics they've been able to get from all of their millions and millions of users. So what am I talking about? What does this all point to? Well, here's the thing. Now that Facebook is offering incredible types of advertising, and they have different kinds, and you really need to go in the help section on Facebook and click on advertise because they have great tutorials to let you know about all of the ways you can now advertise. But what's happening is that they're no longer going to allow just your post to go out to all 500, for example, of your friends. If you want your post to go out to more than just 15 or 20 friends that they leak it to, then guess what? You're going to have to do what's called boost. That means to boost your post. And boosting your post literally is a form of advertisement where they will allow you to let all of your friends who have, you know, liked your fan page see your post. But not only that, they're going to go one step further and allow you also to identify other batches or groups of people, and they will allow you to really target and laser focus on who you want to see that particular post. The big thing is that, of course, as a fan page owner, you don't necessarily want to do this for every single post that you make, but perhaps you're having a conference or perhaps you're wanting to push a particular product with a link going back to a purchase page, or, you know, maybe there's something that you want your fans to really see and respond to. And so you can do this by boosting your post. And you can make a decision to boost your post for one day, or you can boost your post over a period of days. And then, of course, Facebook will get it out there. So that's what's new on Facebook. And there are many other new things on Facebook as well. One thing I do want to let you know, though, is that it's not, you know, you may feel like, wow, they've been getting all of my information all this time, but what they are actually doing is it's called intelligence marketing. And intelligence marketing has been used actually for quite a long time by many of the larger corporations, and it is now trickling down to the small business owner to be able to use different forms of intelligence marketing through online software and through media outlets such as Facebook or LinkedIn or what have you. Facebook has done an excellent job, though, in keeping statistics on everyone and breaking it down so much so that they really have one up on Google. Now, Google tried to come out with Google Plus, and don't get me wrong, Google Plus is still a good social network to belong to, but you just can't catch up with years and years of statistic taking, and you can't catch up when, you know, Facebook has over, you know, that 1 billion users. So you have to be, you know, you have to really be realistic about that in reference to competitors. It's because Facebook, when they were doing this, Google wasn't necessarily keeping that type of intelligence statistics or data. So Facebook is going to be able to utilize this in many ways. They're going to, from my understanding, they're getting ready to create their own Facebook search engine, you know, which is based on interest, which is going to be good. And then, of course, again, they have different ways to advertise as well. Now, one of the experts on the internet, on Facebook, and I really do feel that she really has a good pulse beat on it, so I want to give her out as a resource, and that is Mari Smith. Again, MariSmith.com, MariSmith.com. Mari Smith is a leading social media expert. She speaks all over the world, and she specializes specifically in Facebook, and so I definitely want you to check out her resources. Again, you can visit her website, marismith.com. And then, of course, you can also visit her Facebook page as well, facebook.com/MariSmith. And she has a lot of wonderful free information that you should be reading. And then she also has some wonderful teleclasses and workshops. And if you really want a good understanding of Facebook and how you're going to be able to use it continually to move forward in intelligence marketing and keeping up with what's going on technology-wise, then I suggest that you definitely look at Mari Smith as an expert that you need to follow, both on Facebook and also, you know, check her website out as well. It is 12:20 after the hour, and you are listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. Want to make sure that all of you know that at Women About Biz, we've got good things happening over at our community. And if you have not joined Women About Biz at our free bronze membership level, you really, really should. We've got people joining every single day. Our 100K campaign is still going on. And for those of you that are new to that, we're running a 100K campaign, literally. Our goal is to bring 100,000 women into our private social network where we can continue to share and support and lift one another up. And again, this allows you to go into the social network, promote your business, share resources, connect with the business women in the network itself. So if you're interested, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. Again, womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. If you have not joined, all you need to do is right as you see a row of pictures, just scroll down and you'll see it says click here to register now. And you can click and register and it will automatically register you as a new bronze member at Women About Biz. And that's our free membership, allowing you access, allowing you to create your profile and start connecting, which is so very, very important. I want to say and give a big shout out to Angela McNeil. She just put some great photos up on talking about a North Georgia wine tour. I want to also give a big shout out to Daphne Matthews, my sister. She just put some information out about coaching and self-improvement. And also Melissa George, who I am really, really excited that she has just shared a great resource. She told me a couple of weeks ago that her company is offering free financial education courses. And, of course, she gave me the link for Women About Biz members to go and be able to tap into all of those courses, no strings attached. So definitely go on the network and check out the link that she set for that. I want to give a big shout out to Renee Crutcher, who is just recently joined the network. Serena Washington, I want to give a big shout out to her and say congratulations to her on her new book, Never Turn Your Back on God, Made Whole. I want to give a shout out to her. I do believe that she is sharing different books that a lot of the individuals that she's helping with self-publishing, she's sharing the books that they are publishing. So again, I want to give a shout out to her. Yvonne Shells Coley, I want to give a big shout out to her. So as you can hear, we have so many women who are joining our social network every single day, and they're sharing, and they're waiting on you to connect with them, not just to purchase their products and service always. If you can, great, but to truly connect and establish a friendship and start sharing what you each do. So, again, I want to encourage all of you who have not to please make sure you connect on our social network at Women About Biz. And if you've already joined and created your profile and maybe you haven't been on the network in a while, please stop by at least once or twice a week. Let us know what you're doing. Let us know what you're up to. Drop links. Let us review your website. Let us read your articles. This is what it's all about, is sharing those resources and getting the information out there. So, again, I want to definitely encourage you to do that. At Women About Biz, it's our goal to empower you with tools and resources to grow or to start your business. If you are a career woman, it's our goal to empower you with ways that you can still work your 9-to-5 job and run a business from home part-time. Again, I totally believe, ladies, that we are living in times when the 9-to-5 is not enough, and we are going to have more than one or two eggs in that basket, but we're going to have to learn somehow to diversify while not overwhelming ourselves. We have to generate multiple streams of income, and that's so very, very important. I was just talking to someone last week who got laid off, and she was sharing with me that, you know, she had a part-time business, and the business was really generating and bringing in some nice income. And so when she got laid off, she did not feel the overwhelming pressure that a lot of her peers felt, because she knew that she had been generating part-time income, that she had been saving, and she was very, very excited about it. So now she is looking at moving that business full-time instead of going and looking for another full-time job. So, you know, again, women are doing some powerful things out here, and we as women need to be encouraging and supporting one another. Coming up shortly, we're going to have a young lady on the line. I'm very impressed with her. I just met her, Felicia Phillips, who is going to be sharing information about the Pink Power Conference, a mastermind conference for women, right, happening right here in Atlanta, August 14th through 15th. And so I'm very, very excited that she has invited me to speak, as well as be there amongst all of the wonderful women to connect. And I'm just here to let you know, if you're looking to connect with positive-minded businesswomen, if you're looking to establish new relationships, perhaps you are new to business and you just need to be around businesswomen for camaraderie, for support, this is an excellent conference. I've reviewed it. I've talked to a lot of people who are going, and I am excited about it. And so you're going to get to hear all about the Pink Power Conference, a mastermind conference for women, shortly from the founder, Felicia Phillips. Right now, I want to go ahead and I want to read the excerpt on Chapter 8 from The Science of Getting Rich. Again, just for those of you who are new to the show, we are every month, you know, choosing a book that we want to read excerpts from, just to, you know, get you interested in the power of reading. Again, if you read one book per month for 12 months from individuals who have at least 10-plus years of wisdom and experience, you will have gained at least 120 years of wisdom. And if you implement some of the suggestions that they are talking about in that book, then guess what's going to happen then? You are going to be that much more in the know, that much more savvy about how you run your business, about how you execute your leadership authority, how you handle things, how you accomplish your dreams and your goals. And so it is that we've chosen The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought by Wallace D. Wattles. And I am going to go ahead and just start with Chapter 8, Thinking in a Certain Way. Now, he says here that you must form a clear and definite mental picture of what you want. You cannot transmit an idea unless you have it yourself. Let me repeat that, because that's actually quite powerful. You cannot transmit an idea unless you have it yourself. You must have it before you can give it. And many people fail to impress the thinking substance because they have themselves only a vague and misty concept of the things they want to do, to have, or to become. You see, it's not enough that you should have a general desire for wealth to do good with. Everybody has that desire. It's not enough that you should have a wish to travel, see things, live more, etc. Everybody has those desires also. If you were going to send a telegram message to a friend, he says, you would not send the letters of the alphabet in their order and let him construct the message himself, nor would you take words at random from the dictionary. You would send a coherent sentence, one which meant something. When you try to impress your wishes upon the thinking substance, remember that it must be done by a coherent statement. You must know what you want and be definite. You can never get rich or start the creative power into action by sending out unformed longings and vague desires. Go over your desires just as the man I have described in the previous chapter went over his house. See just what you want and get a clear mental picture of it as you wish it to look when you get it. As the sailor has the port toward which he is sailing in his mind, you must have a clear mental picture continually in your mind. You must keep your face toward it at all times. You must no more lose sight of it than the steersman loses sight of the compass. It is not necessary to take exercises in concentration, nor set apart special times for prayer affirmations, nor to go into the silence, nor to do occult stunts of any kind. These things are all well enough, but all you need is to know what you want and want it badly enough so that it will stay in your thoughts. You know, as a side note, I want to stop here and say I read a quote that he had quite a while back in the book where he talks about the fact that something that we truly desire, something that we truly want in life, we don't have to fight to remember that, and we don't have to fight to develop a habit to make it happen because we really, really desire it. We really, really want that. And I want you right now to think about all the time, okay, you have wanted something, and when it really struck you and you wanted it right away, did you actually have to sit back and think and create a huge plan, and or did you just immediately take action because you really, really wanted it? And that's what he's saying. Also is that a person who really wants something and has a true desire, nobody has to convince them to go after that which they want. They are going to automatically, it's natural, they're just going to go after it, okay? And so that's what he's talking about when he says it's not necessary to take exercises and concentration, you know, and do different things. Not really. He's saying that it's okay to do those things, but you need to understand that when you have a vision and when you're clear on what you want, automatically it is going to compel you to really make it happen. And that, ladies, is why I always say that at the end of the day, what you really need to have to accomplish your dreams and goals is unshakable faith. Now, what is that? And again, this is a side note for me, but unshakable faith is a level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all of your ideas, on all of your dreams, on all of your goals, okay? It's just a natural. You're going to do it. So I really think that as women, we have to really go back and look at how we believe in ourselves and do we have the right kind of belief. Now going back to the excerpt, he says, spend as much of your leisure time as you can in contemplating your picture, your vision. Remember that no one needs to take exercises to concentrate his mind on a thing which he really wants. There you have it again. It is the things you do not really care about which require effort to fix your attention upon them. Unless your desire to get rich is strong enough to hold your thoughts to the purpose as the magnetic pole holds the needle of the compass, it will hardly be worthwhile for you to try to carry out the instructions given in this book. He says, the methods I am presenting here are for people who desire for riches is strong enough to overcome mental laziness and the love of ease. The more clear and definite you make your picture and the more you dwell upon it, the stronger your desire will be, and the stronger your desire, the easier it will be to hold on your mind, to have your mind fixed upon the picture of what it is that you want. And this is so true. He says, however, something more is necessarily than merely seeing the picture clearly. If that is all you do, you are only a dreamer and will have little or no power for accomplishment. He says, behind clear vision must be the purpose to realize it, to bring it out in tangible expression. And behind the purpose must be an invincible and unwavering faith that the thing is already yours, that it is at hand, and you have only to take possession of it. Live in the new house mentally until it takes form around you physically. In the mental realm, enter at once into full enjoyment of the things you want. Whatsoever things ye ask for, when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them, said Jesus. See the things you want as they were actually around you all along, all the time. See yourself as owning and using them, making use of them in imagination, just as you will use them when they are your tangible possessions. Dwell upon your mental picture, he says, until it is clear and distinct. Then take the mental attitude of ownership toward everything in that picture. So there you have it, ladies, Thinking in a Certain Way. This is an excerpt from Chapter 8 in The Science of Getting Rich, Attracting Financial Success Through Creative Thought, The Secret Behind the Secret. So this is so interesting, this small little book. And so, again, I want to encourage you to pick up your personal copy of The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. And, again, this book was written a long time ago. And what amazes me, literally, is that how something that could have been written 100 years ago is so absolutely relevant now, almost as though he's writing it for the present time. So take a look at this book. Small in length, about 100 pages or less, but powerful, powerful, powerful information. It's 12:36 after the hour, and again, coming up, we're going to have Felicia Phillips on the line. She is the founder of the Pink Power Conference for Women. I'm very, very excited to support this conference and be a part of it, and again, I want to make sure that all of you know about it, whether you're in the Metro Atlanta area or whether you are outside of the Atlanta area. This is something that you really need to consider coming to. If you'd like to learn more about it, stay tuned, because, again, we are going to have Felicia Phillips on the line to share that with us. In the meantime, I want to let you know about another wonderful thing that's coming up, and I want to share this with you as well. You know, I'm always talking about the importance of having your 30-second to 1-minute intro ready. It's so very, very important. One of the reasons why it's important is because you don't want to struggle through or try to explain to individuals who you are and what you do. You really want to have it structured and strategized and planned in such a way that you're going to capture that individual's attention. And that's just what we are planning at Women About Biz. We, along with another Women About Biz member, Pamela Alexander of BizLinks TV, are putting on Elevator Pitch 2.0. Again, Elevator Pitch 2.0, and I am so very, very excited about this. It's coming Tuesday, August 26th, and it is a combination teleclass and live event. For those of you who are outside of the Atlanta area, you will be welcome to participate in the teleclass itself. But for those of you who are willing to travel into Atlanta or living in or around the metro area, you definitely will want to be in this particular workshop, because I think it's very, very powerful. And it's all about the power of video, taking your elevator pitch, taking your 30 to 1-minute infomercial to another level through the power of video and using it online. And that's very, very exciting. So make sure you mark your calendar. It's coming up on Tuesday, August 26th at the Courtyard Marriott, and it is going to be, I believe, it is going to be only $59. So that's a good deal. I think that, you know, right then and there, you're actually, on the day that you attend the workshop, you're actually going to be able to record via video your 30-second to 1-minute elevator pitch. And then prior to that, we are also having a wonderful teleclass that's coming up, and it's going to be on creating your elevator pitch. I'm going to be sharing with you how you should format and structure your 30-second to 1-minute infomercial, your elevator pitch, so that you can go ahead and write it and prepare it and be ready to share it. And this is going to be a very, very informative teleclass. So you're not going to want to miss this two-part program that I know that every businesswoman needs. And, you know, the day is over when we walk up to somebody and we just start talking about ourselves, but we really never get to how we can benefit the other person. We really need to understand how to better structure a 30-second soundbite or elevator pitch. We really need to know how to do it properly, and I'm going to share that with you. As a matter of fact, for those of you that are longtime listeners on the show, you might remember I've shared with you in the past as we talked about networking that I have a spiral-bound notebook that is just filled with 30-second elevator pitches based on the different types of networking events that I have gone to. I've got 30-second elevator pitches when I'm talking with a person one-on-one. I've got different ones if I'm talking to a group of women, if I'm talking to men and women, if I'm talking to groups that are less than 15 to 20 people. So I have just collected over the years all of these different types of elevator pitches. And what happens is when I get incredible responses from elevator pitches that I use, I always capitalize off of that by fine-tuning it. And now you can take it to that next level in Elevator Pitch 2.0 through the power of internet technology and video, which is so very, very important. So I'm very, very excited about that. And again, that's Elevator Pitch 2.0. It's a collaborative joint partnership effort with Women About Biz and BizLinks TV, Pamela Alexander, and she'll be on next week to share more about that. But I want you to mark your calendar for Tuesday, August 28th, when we give a live workshop at the Courtyard Marriott here in Atlanta. And if you are anywhere around where you can drive into Atlanta, this is a workshop that you're really going to want to be a part of. So stay tuned for more information on that. Right now, I want to talk to you about an event that is coming up, the Pink Power Conference for Women. Very, very excited. And I want to bring on a young lady that I'm very excited about meeting, and her name is Felicia Phillips. Felicia, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to welcome you to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I want you to just share with us what is getting ready to happen here in Atlanta, August 14th through the 15th.
Oh, my goodness, Trina, I am so excited. First of all, thank you for having me on your show today. Very honored to be a part of this platform. We're thrilled. You know, we just yesterday came back from the signs being up all on Peachtree. We call it the Pink Power Takeover. And what we're doing is phenomenal from the standpoint that we're bridging the gap between women in the workplace and women in business, teaching them how to mastermind together for opportunity. You know, that's what Pink Power is really about. You know, when you go back to Napoleon Hill and he talked about those eight minds coming together for economic advancement and opportunity and really just mentoring one another in a way that we have not done is what Pink Power is about, and just releasing preconceived notions, certain guards that we may have, and opening up to real dialogue about how to advance women both in business and in the workplace.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So tell us about some of the speakers that you're going to have at this event.
I
was just online and was taken away with the number of high-caliber speakers that you're going to have, and the knowledge that these women have is phenomenal. So please do share some of the speakers.
Sure. So we're very fortunate in bringing quality content to this conference. So for instance, we have women like Dr. Erica James, who is the dean of the School of Business over at Emory. Not only is she the first woman, but the first African-American woman. But then we also have different things like our professional women athlete panel, which is very diverse. You have women who have been in soccer, women from the WNBA, and they just kind of discuss, you know, what they deal with. And what you will find out is very similar to what women in the workplace and what women in business deal with. Just because uh-huh. they may have that fame, sometimes it may mean that it could be a little harder for them. But then we're also going to talk about women in media. We have Ms. Monica Pearson, Tawanda Black, and Jennifer Kitt, who are going to talk about their experiences. They're going to come from a mind, body, and soul perspective. We also have a film and entertainment panel. We know that's really big here in the city of Atlanta and in Fulton County. We've been very fortunate to have so many film executives come here to, you know, do their filming, and it brings jobs to our city. So we're going to have the Mayor's Office of Entertainment, LaRonda Sutton. We're going to have Tar Griggs McGee, who has been in the entertainment industry for over 25 years. She's was an executive for Sony. We're going to have Deidre McDonald, who's with Bronze Lens Films here, Film Festival here. We're also going to have Renee Lawless, who's from the Have and Have Nots. And so that's just a very diverse. We also have Ms. Denise Hendricks, who is a producer for CNN, and she's also worked with the Oprah Winfrey Show. So we have that. And then we also have a great branding panel. You know, you have to brand yourself in the workplace and in business. And so Monica Richardson from the AJC is going to lead that panel. We have couple of PR firms. One is Fletcher PR, who's on there. Also Lori Mance, who's been in radio and television for more than two decades, along with Kim Carswell, who is also a branding executive here in Atlanta. So we have everything from, you know, being healthy, the Power of Green panel, which I'll be moderating with Denise Quarles, who is our director of sustainability from the city of Atlanta, along with Dr. Taz. Dr. Taz has been on Dr. Oz. She has the Atlanta Integrative Medicine, Holistic Medicine Institute here in Atlanta, a very key individual in the community. So there are so many different women in industries, but they're all at the top of their game. And so what I would say to a person or to a woman who's debating on whether or not they should go, don't debate. You need to be there. You need to be there. I mean, even if you cannot invest $100 in yourself and just come on Friday, I mean, that's the first step. I mean, you know, we blow $100 on just anything. But to take that $100 and invest in yourself is what I would ask you to do. We're also going to be doing business matchmaking, you know, at there. And so some of the companies that are involved in the business matchmaking piece are MARTA, the City of Atlanta, the State of Georgia, Georgia Power, the Census Bureau, Microsoft. These are opportunities where you can come and meet for 15 minutes one-on-one with these companies and really pitch your business. Not very often do you get to do that. So there are a lot of caveats that is happening at this particular event. And that's why I'm just encouraging women to come out and take advantage of it.
Wow, wow. Well, this is absolutely awesome. And ladies, for those of you who are listening, know that there are so many speakers. There's just too many to even name all of them.
Exactly.
Felicia has given you just some names that she wants you to know that they are going 150% quality on this conference. This is the women's conference here in Atlanta that you need to be attending this year. You don't want to miss it, August 14th through 15th at the Phillips Arena. Now, I understand there's also going to be some Microsoft workshops as well. Is that correct?
You got it. Yes, correct. And, hey, before we even get into that, let's not forget that you're going to be talking. You're going to be speaking as well. So let's not, roll over that. But, yes, we are going to and listen, we're excited to have you. You know, getting beyond yourself, which is what you're going to be talking about, is a really big deal for people because sometimes we're our own biggest obstacle. So I definitely want people to know that you're going to be addressing that in our workshops during the afternoon session. And Microsoft, back to what you were saying, Microsoft is doing some great workshops. They're going to be talking about Excel. People still have issues with doing Excel and building their spreadsheets. They're also going to be focusing on the Windows 8 and 8.1, which you see coming with your new computers and people are struggling with that. But they're also going to talk about OneNote and how you can integrate that with your day-to-day business. So those are some very key workshops. And then Georgia Tech's PAC program, the Procurement Assistance Center, is going to come in and talk about how to develop your capability statement. Because a lot of times you want to pitch your business, but maybe you don't have the proper capability statement to go along with that. So they're going to talk about that. They're also going to talk about what you were just talking about, your elevator pitch, how to have a great elevator pitch. And that's really good because that's leading into the luncheon where we're going to have a master networking session going on during the luncheon. So those workshops, Georgia Pacific is doing a workshop as well. So, gosh, there is so much. I even say if you're a woman in the workplace, you want to go. I mean, everybody has training that they need, professional development, and this is a very economical way to do that, to come in and take advantage of these workshops.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am just so excited about it, Felicia. I am so glad that I was introduced to you. And you know what? Networking is so important because when you have relationships, and, you know, I just want to give a shout out to Pamela Alexander of Disney TV because she was the one that said, Trina, you really need to connect with Felicia. I'm so impressed with what she's doing with the Pink Power Conference. And I said, well, I definitely want to connect with her. And that's how we connected. And see, that's what you ladies need to understand. And actually, Felicia, this really pours into our whole theme for the month of August, savvy businesswoman networking. You know, women need to really become in the know and more savvy on how they are networking. It's not just about passing out the card. It's about developing a relationship. So I am very, very excited. Ladies, you always know how you say, well, I'm not going to let this conference pass me up or the next good conference, I'm not going to miss it. Well, look, don't keep saying it. You need to come to the Pink Power, a Mastermind Conference for Women, August 14th through 15th. And listen, they've got great ways that you can register, okay? If you can't be at the whole conference, then you can come Friday, or you can come Saturday, or you can come to the special award ceremony and sit at the Women About Biz roundtable. So I'm excited about this event. You're going to keep hearing more and more about it through the emails that we send through Women About Biz, and also we've got it blasting out on our social media outlets. And, Felicia, I want to thank you for the honor of you at a short time before the conference begins of just reaching out to me. I thank you for that, and I'm looking forward to continually supporting good things that women can wrap their arms around.
Thank you so much, Trina, and thank you for having this platform, Women About Biz. I mean, I can't just commend you enough at how important it is that we continue to connect, we continue to uplift each other and elevate one another.
Oh, wonderful.
So glad to
have
you be a part of the team.
Wonderful. So, again, ladies, all of our listeners, we want you to get out there and spread the news about the Pink Power Conference, a mastermind conference for women coming to Atlanta at the Phillips Arena, August 14th through 15th. And also want to make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and in events, hold your mouse over events and click on conferences, and there it is right there for you, a special link from Women About Biz to register for the conference. So, again, please make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and then click on conferences, and you will be able to register using a special Women About Biz link. So we're excited about that. And so that you get even more excited, we want you to register from our website, but we want you to see the pinkpowerconference.com website as well. So if you want to get on that site and see all of the awesome things that are going to be going on at the conference, go to pinkpowerconference.com. But you guys know how it works. We're supporting the conference, and there's been a special link created just for Women About Biz listeners. So make sure you click from that link so they know that, hey, Women About Biz is getting that information out there for us. Felicia, we'll be talking soon, and we'll have you back on. Hopefully you'll be able to come back on next Monday, and we'll be talking again more about Pink Power and what is happening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Trina.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, that was Felicia Phillips, and she is the founder of the Pink Power Conference, a mastermind conference for women. And that is going to be happening August 14th through 15th. Hey, ladies, this is truly something that you need to get involved with. And I am excited because of all of the high-level networking that I'm going to be able to do, connect with people, take pictures. They've even got a photographer, a professional photographer that's going to be there. So if you're looking to take your professional photo, they've got that there. So there's just going to be so much going on. So again, I want to encourage you to seriously think about attending this. And again, if you want to register, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, click on events in the top right menu bar, and then from there click on conferences. Well, last but not least, I want to quickly just go right into developing your networking strategy. All this month, during the month of August, we're going to be talking about networking and why it's so important for you as a businesswoman to be in the know. So let's just get right down to it. First of all, here's what you need to understand about networking. And that is that business networking, ladies, is a system. It's a system of different techniques that you're utilizing to develop long-term relationships with others for the purpose of connecting, sharing resources, and gaining referrals or leads. So that's what business networking is all about. The problem is that for a lot of business women, we are going to networking events, but we are really not taking advantage of networking events to the point to where we are seeing results. And the reason is because we're going to these events and we're thinking that we're supposed to get business right away instead of following up and creating a system or a strategy to properly network. And so, again, I want to just share some tips with you on developing your networking strategy. So the first thing you need to understand in developing your networking strategy is to ask yourself the question, what results do I need to see when I'm networking? Again, what results do I need to see when I'm networking? What purpose do you need to answer that question? What's the purpose of this question? Well, you need to first and foremost have it clear in your mind of knowing why are you networking in the whole for the whole purpose of it. What reason do you have to be networking out there sharing resources, right? You need to get that clear in your mind. You need to know what it is that you're trying to see because there is a lot of different types of networking groups out there. You have your social networking groups that are meeting for the purpose of, you know, getting people together for mix and mingles and connecting. And anybody and everybody can come to that. You have your leads-only networking groups, which are the whole purpose of that group is to generate leads, right? And then you have your networking groups that are business-specific networking groups, meaning the only one type of business in each of the groups, so that you have an opportunity to really not only get referrals but also develop relationships with compatible business owners. So you've got all types of groups out there. So if you don't know why you're networking and what the purpose is for it, then you may not be in the right networking group. So it's important that you know that. And by the way, it doesn't mean that you can't network with more in more than one type of group, but you do need to know because you are in business, you need to specifically know what's in it for you. And then from there, you need to be able to create a win-win situation, meaning leading me to number two, what is it that I can give back? What is it that I can give back? In other words, how can you bless the lives of women and men that you meet at other networking events? What do you have to give? What knowledge do you have? What's your talent? How can you provide them with information that could possibly take them to the next level or help them in some way? So you need to understand that because that's important as well, okay? And a lot of times, again, like I said, as women, when we go to these networking events, we aren't thinking of that. And then in developing your networking strategy, here's number three, and it is your marketing materials, okay? What materials do you need in order to properly relay what your company does? What marketing materials do you need? Now, ladies, this is what I want to caution you on. What I am learning is that you don't have to spend a whole lot of money in buying multiple types of marketing materials. All you need to do is figure out one or two types of marketing materials that are most effective for your business industry and have it. Now, I know that a lot of individuals hand their business cards out, but one of the things I want to share with you that's very effective in business networking is that if you have a brochure, whether it's a two-panel or a three-panel brochure, that's very good. Guess why? Because the whole purpose of a brochure is to confirm that which you've already shared. Okay, again, the whole purpose of a brochure is to confirm that which you have already shared, right? So if you're talking to someone about what you do and how you can help them and the benefit to them utilizing your service, once you give them a brochure, that brochure is supposed to confirm that. Now, here's what you need to understand, though. You need to make sure that you are working with someone who can help you with creating a brochure that is listing all of the benefits and is going to attract the person to want to take action. And that's going to be so very, very important. And let's face it, ladies, we're not always experts in writing. So sometimes we need to have that person that can help us to do that. So keep that in mind. We just don't want to slap a brochure together, but we really want to have a brochure that can take us to the next level. And here's number four that I think is so important in developing your networking strategy is you really need to have a follow-up series of networking really well thought out, okay? And by that, what I mean is that it's one thing to have your marketing material together, to have it clear on why you're networking in the first place, but you need to really understand that the most important part of networking is in the follow-up process. And if you don't have your follow-up system together on what you do when you come home from that networking event and you have those business cards, you have those brochures, how are you going to follow up with all those individuals? Well, listen, experts say that you need to follow up within 24 to 48 hours after a networking event. You need to personally call these people, and you need to make sure always, and this is a side note, when you call someone and you are leaving a message, don't be long-winded. Just simply let them know, hey, we met at such and such networking event. I truly enjoyed talking with you. And here's the most important part of the message you need to leave. I want to learn more about your company. Because after all, if you're talking about yourself, how interested is the person going to be necessarily to want to call you back? You need to show sincerity in showing a general interest to learn more about their business. So, again, a voicemail, hello, Lisa, this is Trina Newby. We met at the Women's Red Carpet Networking event, and I was so excited to meet you. I've read over your brochure, or I reviewed your postcard that you handed me once more, and I would like to learn more about your business and what you're doing so I can share it with others. Please give me a call as soon as possible. And that's what's important. Someone is going to call you with that type of message more than they would, hi, this is Trina with Women's Red Carpet Networking, and you need my business, and you need to listen to what I have to say about utilizing my services, and I need you to call me so I can start sharing my business benefits with you. They're not going to call you back. You will rarely get a phone call, return phone call on a message like that. So you need to understand that in the follow-up process, which is so important, it has to be well thought out, which is important, okay? And also, last but not least, number five, in developing your networking strategy, you really need to determine a good database system so you can properly database all of the people that you network with. Now, I share with people all the time that, you know, if it's not in the budget, using an Excel spreadsheet properly is very useful because you can then import your contacts from Excel into any of the e-newsletter softwares you're using online. And again, you can even do this on AWeber, but with the exception that AWeber will send out a relay message getting them to do a second opting into the e-newsletter. And speaking of opt-in, you should really always, even though people hand you their business cards, they're not necessarily handing you their cards for you to just go put them on a list, okay, and start emailing them like crazy. It doesn't work that way. you really need to develop an initial follow-up email letter to the individual, again, recapping how you enjoy meeting them, and recapping that you'd like to learn more about their business, and then also letting them know how they can learn more about who you are and what you do, and inviting them to opt in to your e-newsletter. That's really the professional way to do it. So I want to remind you ladies of that. And I'm so excited about, you know, this particular topic because I'm going to try my very best to share as much as I can about developing throughout the month, about developing your networking strategy and why it's so very, very important. So there you have it. You have 5 ways to develop your networking strategy. I will continue to talk about this on next Monday. At this time, if we have anyone that is interested in asking a question or making a comment on networking, you're free to press star 1 on your phone at this time. Again, press star 1 on your phone at this time, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have about networking. In the meantime, I want to encourage everyone, if you haven't already, to make sure you are participating in the Women About Biz social network. It's our private social network, and we have thousands of women who are participating, and it gives you the opportunity to connect with a lot of women. Also, I want to make sure that you create your profile, because if you do not have your picture up, we can't profile you on the social network. So, again, you want to make sure that you complete your profile, and we're here to help you with making sure that that is done. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and remember, this month, all this month, we're going to be talking about networking. You're going to be getting e-newsletters about networking. I'm going to be sending you more tips. If you have not joined Women About Biz, or if you haven't gone to successfulwomanradio.com and signed up for our update list, please make sure that you do so that you won't miss all of these tips that we have on networking. And I'll just tell you a little secret. I have a special PDF handout that I'm going to be sending everybody the third week of this month. And so if you've not signed up at Women About Biz or you've not signed up at SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, you won't be able to get it. So make sure you go to either of those sites and get it, okay? Sign up for a free membership on Women About Biz or go to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and sign up and be amongst our listeners who receive updates about the show. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I hope that you've enjoyed our excerpt. I hope that you have enjoyed the resources and the tips I've given you regarding developing your networking strategy. I'm going to continue to bring out more information about that. And I'm excited. I'm so excited that we have all of you on the show today and that you're listening and that you're taking good notes. Please make sure you mark your calendar for our next show, which is coming up on August 11th. Again, for our next show coming up on August 11th. Until then, I want you to have a powerful and abundant week, and in all things, take action. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.